Welcome to this episode of Above the Clouds. Today, we will have a very special text from the Bhagavatam, because it is in this time that we celebrate the Ratha Yatra card festival of Lord Jagannath. And Lord Jagannath is reciprocally responsive to his devotees, as we will see. And it is exactly this particular manifestation of Krishna according to the mood in which the devotees worship him, which will be dealt with today. Tvam bhakti yoga paribhavita hrit saroja Aseshu tekshita pato nanuna tapungsam Yat yatti yatat urugaya viba vayanti Tat tat vapu pranayase sat anugrahaya. O my Lord, your devotees can see you through the ears by the process of bona fide hearing. And thus their hearts become cleansed and you take your seat there. You are so merciful to your devotees that you manifest yourself in the particular eternal form of transcendence in which they always think of you. This last philosophical statement, you are so merciful to your devotees that you manifest in that form in which they think of you. This statement is also expressed by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. He says, Ye rupa chintya dase, se rupa hoya. According to the conception the devotee has of the Lord manifests himself. And particularly, as the Lord of the universe, Jagannath, who's there for all the various living entities who live in this universe, he chooses to appear just in the way in which the devotees worship him. Some see in Lord Jagannath Nrisingadev. Yes, he's worshipped with the same mantra as Lord Nrisingadev is worshipped, Ugram Virang Mahavishnum. Others, like the great devotee Ganapati Bhatta, see Lord Jagannath as Ganesh. There's the Hativesha, where Jagannath and Baladev have trunks and also these long tusks which come from them. Others see him as Lord Rama. There's the great Ram devotee Tulsidas. He had heard that in Kali Yuga the Lord is stationed in Puri. In the Padma Purana it says, in the age of Kali, the four Vaishnav disciplic successions will appear in Utkal from the Supreme Lord Purushottam Jagannath. So he visited this Jagannath thinking that of course he must be Ram, because in his thinking, in his devotional perspective, Ram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whom all other manifestations and avatars of the Lord appeared. So when Tulsi entered the temple in Jagannath Puri, he saw the Lord with big, big eyes, a blackish hue. There was another big-eyed personality, Lord Baladev, next to him and in between. There was a yellow-colored Subhadra. When he saw the Lord in this form, he thought, I heard in the scriptures that my Lord is in Puri, but this Lord has no bow and arrow and he has no greenish complexion. So disappointed, without even eating one morsel of food, he went away from Puri, and he came in the night to a village which is 5 kilometers away from Puri. He cried and then he fell asleep. So in Puri, Lord Balaram complained to Jagannath. Hey Jagannath, you have promised to accept all your devotees and respond to them in kind. You have not even given them anything to eat. Oh, said Jagannath, of whom are you speaking? I'm speaking of that great devotee of Ram, Tulasi, who came in order to have the darshan of his Lord. So Jagannath took this very much to heart. Meanwhile, Tulasi, or Tulsidas, was under this tree crying and crying and crying, when all of a sudden a golden complexioned Brahmana came. Hey, devotee, I've brought a plate for you so that you can eat to your heart's demand. And with this, the Brahmin boy handed Tulsi a huge golden plate with various very nourishing preparations. Tulsi said, who told you that I'm here? And the Brahmin boy smiled and said, your Lord Ram, he is waiting for you on the altar in Puri. And he says, when you come again, you should look a little better so that you can recognize him. With this, and then the Brahmin said, by the way, bring the golden plate back. With this, the Brahmin boy disappeared. Tulsi quickly transferred the preparations. He put them on a bowl, banana leaf, and ate the most wonderful prasadam he had ever eaten. In the morning, he quickly hastened to Puri, and when he entered into the temple of Lord Jagannath and looked at the altar, lo and behold, there stood his Lord with a bow and received him. Lord Jagannath had waited for him, but he had responded in the way, or had manifested in the Lord in the way that Tulsi had as worshipping him as the Lord Ram with a green complexion. From that day on every appearance day of Lord Ramachandra, Jagannath is painted green. He holds a bow, and also Balaram turns into Lakshman and Subhadra into Sita Devi. This is a practical illustration how the Lord shows himself in the form in which he's worshipped. In Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Narada Muni speaks about this quality of the Lord to Gop Kumar. He says, his transcendent form, the one source of all incarnations, expands all of his various pastimes. Whichever of his forms a devotee finds attractive, that form the Lord shows to him. As Lord Jagannath, the Lord is known for his magnanimity. First of all, his name means Jagannath, the Lord of all the universes. The second way in which Lord Jagannath shows his mercy is that he comes once in a year out from his temple and mixes amongst the millions of his devotees. Normally, for a festival or a parade, not the altar deity comes out, but a festival deity. But here, it's different. Lord Jagannath, as he is worshipped on the altar, comes through the gate. He gets on a cart, and there he allows himself to be worshipped by everyone. In fact, at the end of the parade, Lord Jagannath receives all the devotees on his cart who may embrace him. At this moment, the Lord turns from the Lord of the universe, Jagannath, into the friend of the universe. That is Jagat Bandhu. This deity has stretched out arms. They go forward in a gesture of calling out, "Everyone, come, come to me." His eyes are wide open. They never ever close. The original worshipper of Lord Jagannath, King Indradyumna, had asked the Lord, "Please, constantly give your darshan, sleep only for 3 hours." However, even when the doors of the temple are closed, so that the Lord, or the doors of the altar are closed so that the Lord can sleep, he doesn't sleep. He receives behind closed doors the devatas, his devotees from the higher planets. So for 24 hours, he's busy receiving the conditioned souls in this universe. He never closes his eyes. How could he? He has no eyelids to do so. When you look at the Lord's eyes in his form of Jagannath, you see they are encircled with a red rim. Why this? In the corner of our human eyes, there is a red spot from which tears come when we feel some compassion towards others. A small red spot. Lord Jagannath is all red around his eyes because he is the most merciful deity, and he is always in a compassionate mood. Prabhupada therefore said, Jagannath is another feature of Krishna, and he is especially favorable to the people who are not strictly advanced in the Brahminical culture of Vedic rituals. Lord Jagannath is situated in India, at Puri. This place is one of the towns of Orissa. Now the people of Orissa and Bengal, they are sometimes fish eaters. Then Prabhupada corrects himself. About 90% of the population are fish eaters. But still Jagannath Swami and Puri accept service from these people, although they are sometimes fish eaters. In the Kali Yuga, people are not so clean, and therefore service to Jagannatha Swami is preferred. And in another letter he says, when we first start a temple in a country, we start with Jagannath Swami. My Guru Maharaj recommended temples of Jagannaths in these countries. So I was inspired to establish first of all Jagannath Swami because he is kind even to the mlechas. In this time, Lord Jagannath is worshipped in the towns all over the world in grand processions. I request you to somehow make yourself more familiar with Lord Jagannath, to approach him, and you will see in him that form of the Lord whom you are worshipping, because the Lord is all inclusive. I wish you a wonderful time of connecting with Lord Jagannath, and I will be happy to see all of you for the next Above the Clouds.